Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome
to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. On tonight, we are going to have a mixture of things, as the Lord reveals unto me. We're going to, of course, have our activity. We're going to, of course, have our prayer and revelation. It's a mixture. But as I was preparing to read Psalm again, the numbers in Psalm, the Lord revealed Psalm 67 and 68. I know that I'm reading Psalm 67 in its entirety. As far as Psalm 68, so far I will be reading 1 through 6. The Lord revealed that to me. Then after which you will hear a song by the late Bishop G.E. Patterson, and it's entitled Yes, Lord. It's actually 9 minutes. And my first mind basically indicated that I should only allow you to hear about 3 minutes of it due to time, but the Lord revealed that everyone who comes before him is not ready in 3 minutes. They may need that whole 9 minutes. So I'm going to go under the unction and function of the Lord, and we're going to listen to Yes, Lord, for 9 minutes. It's instrumental. That's a way in which we meditate unto God, and we begin to take our things unto God before we go on air live, before we make our prayer requests known live to the people. We must meditate and consecrate our minds and bodies before the Lord. Amen. So therefore, I am going to begin by reading Psalm 67, 1 through 7, and then I will carry on with Psalm 68, 1 through 6. And it reads, God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known unto earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own, God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the earths, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. I am now on Psalm 68, 1 through 6. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As the wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. I have read to you Psalm 67, 1 through 7, Psalm 68, 1 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Before we get into the presence of God with Yes, Lord, by the Reverend late Bishop G.E. Patterson, I would like to engage you in an activity entitled Cast Your Cares Upon the Lord. And as you prepare and get your paper and pencil out, or some of you geniuses You may think it in your mind. That's fine, whatever works for you, as long as we're engaged in this activity. I want you to begin to think about the goodness of God. There are a lot of things that has happened in the news. People are missing everywhere. Amen. Some people, we have children who are being bound by their parents in homes where we have rebellion going on, as the psalm indicated. We have spirits that are not being truthful. Amen. We have stories that are being told and that are untruths. We have people believing things that are wrong is right and things that are right is wrong. We have a lot of things going on. And with those two particular days, as you're getting your paper together and getting your thoughts together, as we were beginning to pray unto God, God revealed that we are going to experience the Adam and Eve experience. He also revealed something that I'm going to share with the whole audience, which is the conviction of our hearts. And so without further ado, I would like to first of all thank God, and I would like to thank my family and all the listeners on tonight, because you could be asleep, you could be listening to somebody else, but you chose to come to the Love Live Jesus Up ministry and listen. I appreciate it. Be sure to share this ministry with your family and friends. So without further ado, what I want you to do is I want you to write down two favorable things that happened to you today. And there are some people on the line who are going through some things, and it's natural. We all are going through some things, whether it's an inner struggle, whether it's an outer struggle. But I want you to remember that God woke us up this morning. That's a favorable thing, amen. He started us on our way. He allowed us to be able to see. If you're not able to see, then at least you're able to imagine. Is that right? So let's think about two favorable things that happened today. And I'll give you 2 minutes. Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to go down on your piece of paper or go down memory lane, amen, and I want you to ask God for how many everything you want to ask him for in 2 minutes. Ask God for what you want. Now then, as I said before, and I want to remind you, when you're asking God for what you, for what you need, when you're asking God for what you need, make sure that it's for the right motives. Make sure that it's not to undermine someone else. Make sure you have good intentions. Make sure that it is to better yourself or the kingdom of God and other people. Make sure that it's not just a want. For instance, my want may be your want, or my need may be your need, or it may be vice versa. You know, your want may be my need. So think about it accordingly and be very wise, because when we ask God for something and we believe in it, he's going to deliver. And sometimes when we say we want something and we don't need it, God gives it to us sometime, and we find that it is a burden. So you want to make sure that you are asking God for something that you actually need in God's favor. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Gives us what we want because it comes from God and he knows what we need. Amen. 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to transfer all of those positive things, those two positive things, or how many ever positive things you wrote that God is doing for you, I want you to transfer it to your positive list or transfer it in your long-term memory with your other positive things. Okay, transfer that. And then I want you to begin to thank God for those positive things, because the Lord doesn't have to do anything for us, amen, because he's already done enough. But he's that good that he continues to wake us up every morning and start us on our way, amen. And so just begin to praise God and thank God for those things, those positive things, or those things that you were able to change at the beginning of the ministry. You were able to change those unfavorable things to positive things. Begin to thank God and praise God for another chance. Amen. That's called a second chance. Amen. Now what I want you to do is I want you to go down the paper, and I want you to look at those things that you have asked God for that you need, okay? And I want you to begin to transfer those things into your long-term memory or onto the other sheet of paper. And I want you to begin to own those things now. Now, let me show you what God is showing me right now. When you begin to own something, you begin to thank God in advance for it, and you begin to see yourself with that. Whatever it is, somebody said, Lord, I need a car. The Lord's going to bless you with a car. It may not be the car that you want, amen, but the Lord's going to bless you. Somebody say, Lord, I need a house. It may not be the house that you want, but the Lord's going to bless you with a nice house. Somebody's saying, Lord, I need somebody in my life. The Lord may not bless you with who you want, amen, but he's going to bless you with who you need. Is that right? You may be asking God for whatever, but the Lord is going to bless you, and you have to believe it. And you have to receive it, and you have to have faith, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people think that I can just believe but not have faith, and we're going to talk about that on another ministry, the difference between believing something and having faith. I'm going to give you a brief example that the Lord showed me. When we believe, I believe that the sky is blue, but I have faith that even when it's raining, the sky can remain blue. I have faith. I have faith. So in believing, I believe it because what? I saw it. I've been there. I've done that. You know, I was able to see a blue sky. But I'm saying I have faith that it could happen, because most of the time when we have storms, the sky is not blue. It's dark, right? And so I believe that even in the midst of storms, amen, that the sky can still be blue. I believe that, okay? So we're going to talk about that later. But I want you to transfer those particular things onto that sheet, and I want you to begin to own it. I want you to begin to praise God, begin to see yourself, see your ministry growing, begin to see your career taking off, begin to see the word of God in your mouth, begin to see that you're saving and winning souls, begin to see that you're bringing families together, begin to see that you're connecting with people who have God at the forefront, begin to see yourself breaking those yokes, begin to see yourself being able to anoint people, being able to heal people through the power of God, begin to see yourself finding those missing people, begin to see yourself finding answers, whatever you ask the Lord for that you need, begin to see yourself doing it at this particular time. And transfer those things onto that sheet of paper. And at this particular time, you're going to thank God. You're going to own it. And before you go to bed, you're going to look at it up and down. Amen? And you're going to begin to thank God. You're going to put it under your pillow. And when you wake up in the morning, God's will, you're going to wear it well. Okay? All right. So that was that piece. And everyone should feel better. Now, I even feel better. You know, and I came on the ministry, and I was excited. But I feel even more just exuberant. I'm happy. I'm happy in Jesus. I'm happy with what Jesus is going to do, what he has done in the past, in the present, and the future. So without further ado, let's go ahead and move the ministry on to higher heights, and we're going to go with the former G.E. Patterson with Yes, Lord. It's instrumental. And at this particular time, the Lord wants us to think about the goodness of the Lord. He also wants us to think about everything that we need. Begin to speak to God, begin to communicate with God. If you have not said hello to God today, this is your time while the music is playing. If you have not asked God for what you need today, this is your time. You have 9 minutes. If you have not taken all of your burdens, all of the things that you're worried about, the people you're worried about, the truths that you're worried about coming out, this is the time right now. That's why I wasn't able to cut the time short, because the Lord says some people need 9 minutes. And so we're not going to rush God, and we're not going to rush the ministry, because there are people, there are souls being saved through this ministry because of God, not because of this ministry. People are being saved because of God. People are inboxing and coming to Jesus Christ because of the word of God. This ministry has nothing to do with people coming. It has everything to do with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why people are coming. That's why people are saying, I'm going to church Sunday. Because they hear the voice of God, and it's real and it's true. So without further ado, I want you to concentrate on the Lord. Whatever distractions you have, you have to let it go. Whatever is missing, let it go right now and give it to God. If you want to pray for 9 consecutive minutes about whatever it is that's bothering you, do it. This is your time with God. This is our sacred time with God. We're going to pray and consecrate ourselves anyway before we go into God. So use this 9 minutes to begin to build relationships with God and know who you are. That's very important, to know who you are. So whatever you need, God says this is the time right now as we listen to the former G.E. Patterson with Yes, Lord. And when we say Yes, Lord, and we're going to talk about this later as we're praying, there's a lot of things going on that the Lord is showing me. When we say Yes, Lord, we're surrendering ourselves unto him. We're giving him everything that we own, including our feelings, including our thoughts, everything. Okay? So consider saying Yes, Lord. And also, I would love for you to begin to form a relationship with God, and I would love for you to give everything you need to God at this particular time. Here we go. Let me turn it up, make sure you guys can hear it. Okay, here we go. This is the former G.E. Patterson with Yes, Lord. Thank you. Okay. That was the former Bishop G.E. Patterson, Kojic style, yes, Lord. And as I was praying and meditating unto the Lord, getting ready to, I keep wanting to say preach, Lord Jesus, I was getting ready to go into a revelation state, getting ready to go into a prayer state. The Lord gave me a particular scripture that I would encourage you to read that coincide with this particular revelation, this particular ministry. And it comes from Acts 5. And I would love if you could read it in its entirety. What we find is a certain man by the name of Ananias. And we find that Ananias was caught trying to lie or tell a fable or a story to the Holy Spirit. And I want you to read that in its entirety, but the Lord gave me this particular message. And the message is that the Lord can and will convict our hearts. That includes everyone. When we get to the point where we lose respect for God, we lose respect for the truth, we lose respect for people, the Lord says the conviction of the world matters not. He said when you become convicted, when we become convicted by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ himself, he said, every knee is going to have to bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. And so what happens through the conviction process as far as the spiritual tone is concerned, and I want to explain this to you because the Lord has given me this particular vision and I have to be obedient because this ministry teaches and it gives the word of God in an authentic mode. But when we speak about the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ guards our heart, even in our sinful ways. The Lord is never apart from us because we're his children, and he knows us by the hairs of our head. And what happens is that it's kind of like a child who gets away with getting 5 and 6 cookies and their parents never really know that they're getting the cookies because they have so many cookies, and they keep going back getting the cookies. Then finally, all of the cookies are gone, right? And so the parent misses the cookies and say, where are the cookies at? And then you have to come out with the true story. And so what God is showing is that the Lord can convict us. He said, as a people, he said, the world will allow us to get away with a lot because we're the world, we're the people, we're not God. And God is a forgiving God, and I have to go through the unction of the Spirit. God is a forgiving God, and because he's a forgiving God, he allows us to, I don't want to put it like this, but God is showing me this. He allows us to mess up, and he gives us the opportunity to straighten it up. And many times we go back doing the same thing, and then finally a day comes in which we are convicted by God. Now, as death is, we don't know the day or the hour. But the Lord is saying, since the world does, he said he will. And the conviction of God is greater and it supersedes that of what the world could ever do because your heart is convicted, not your whole body. When we are convicted in the world, we're convicted only by name and by consequence. But what God does is he began to work on the inside. Amen. How many of you know that the Lord looks on the inside, and when he begins to look on the inside and he begins to filtrate all of those bad things out, he said, we are a new person. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new, and we have no other choice but to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Amen. So the Lord says the world, or since the world will not convict us as sinners, he said he will cast his conviction upon our hearts. And whenever things start going wrong with our hearts, our whole body began to change because God said there has to be a transformation through the conviction. He said because when you're convicted in the world, there's a transformation from the world to this whole new world where you're imprisoned. He said, but your heart is not convicted. So you go back and do the same thing over and over again when you get out of that place. But God said he's going to convict hearts and he's going to change minds and spirits. and he's going to turn people toward the truth. He said it's like unto a Damascus experience when Paul was on that Damascus road. So I wanted to tell you there is such a thing as a conviction of the heart from the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you that whatever, before we begin to pray, whatever is wrong in our hearts, whatever comes out of our mouth that's wrong, the Lord is going to convict us. And then what happens is, through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, what happens is we begin to confess our sins. Amen. And the Lord says once you begin to confess your sins, he forgives you of that sin, but you still have a conviction and you still have to go through the motions of, or go through the process of paying the price like Jesus did. He paid the price for us. They convicted Jesus. They convicted Jesus because of us. Amen. So the Lord says that any action causes a reaction. So when we sin, we are convicted by the Holy Spirit. He said at some point, he said, so when we're convicted, he said, then our heart and our whole body is clean from the inside out, and we begin to confess our sins. But see, when the world, and I'm going to say this again because the Lord continues to show me this, when the world convicts us, and I want you to remember this, when the world convicts us of a wrongdoing, of a sin, what the world does is the world looks on the outside. And what the world does is the world gives you consequences. You serve time, amen, or you do something. But what God does is he convicts us and he changes us. And therefore, the truth comes out, right? And then you become a new creature. So there is a conviction spirit. And so we're praying tonight. God showed me this on tonight. Part of the prayer is going to be, Lord, convict us through the Holy Spirit. I want the Lord to convict me through this prayer because I want to spew out the revelation of God. I want chains to be broken. I want truths to be told. I want the words and the meditation of my spirit to hit the people. I want to be set free of whatever it is that's hindering any type of ministry, any type of thing. I want to do my best in my careers. I want to do my best in the family. I want to do my best in everything. I want the Lord to convict me through the Holy Spirit. And that's something huge, ladies and gentlemen, because when we ask the Lord to convict us, we're asking the Lord to guard our hearts, not only to guard our hearts, but to guard our mouths as well. And so what happens is we become this whole new creature. And so this is not a time for me to teach, amen, but the Lord gave me this because that's what we're going to focus on in this ministry. The Lord says a lot of people go through the motions of ministry, teaching the people. This ministry, what makes this ministry so unique, besides the revelation that the Lord gives me, and besides that I allow the Lord to just, or the Lord just takes over, is the conviction. He said we can preach about Paul and Silas, we can preach about Jezebel, we can preach about the Hebrew boys, but if we don't teach people how to become convicted through the Holy Spirit, he said when they become convicted forcefully through the Holy Spirit, they're not going to know what to do. So we have to begin to teach people how to become convicted spiritually. I want the Lord to convict me tonight spiritually. I'm giving you an example with the prayer. I want the truth to be told. I want the revelation to come out. I want clarity. I want people to be able to understand. I want to be convicted through the Holy Spirit of God of telling the truth. Revelation. When I pray for the Tanners, I want the revelation. I want the Lord to guide that particular prayer. When I pray for the bereaved, I want the revelation of God. I want to be convicted to only tell the revelation of God. Amen? When I'm talking about careers and when I'm talking about families and when I'm talking about people and when I'm talking about this water spirit and this parental spirit, when I'm talking about the ministry of God, I want to be convicted and telling the truth. And nothing but the truth. And the Lord said, that's the thing that distinguishes this ministry from anything else, because we are teaching people how to become convicted. And a lot of people, that is a strong word. And in the in the world, conviction is not favorable, because that means you've done something. But the Lord said in the spiritual world, conviction means you surrender. Amen? You surrender unto God. And so I want to, in the future, I'm going to give a ministry about that. So without further ado, we're going to pray and consecrate ourselves. As I said before, I don't want to teach that the Lord gave me, because that's for another time. But the Lord did reveal that I needed to let the people know that. And so we will talk about that at a later time. But at this particular time, we're getting ready to go into the zone of the revelation of God. We're beginning to consecrate ourselves. So the first prayer you will hear is a consecration for my mouth, my hands, my feet, my mind. And then the second prayer, we're praying for our families. And when I say our families, I'm talking about the listeners and our families. Then we're going to also pray for the Tanner family. And the Lord said, call her by name, Bianca Tanner. Call her by name. We're going to pray for children, that they love their children and they be parents. We're going to pray for teachers, anyone who's affiliated with the school system. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for pastors, that they will begin to teach these congregations, because the Lord said conviction. And I want you to write that down, and I want you to go back and tell your pastor that the Lord said we need to begin to focus on conviction. I haven't been to a sermon that I could think of that focuses on conviction. I've heard of cleansing of the heart, renewal of the spirit, but the Lord said conviction is very important, and we're going to teach that. In addition to that, we're going to just pray for the love of Jesus of ministry. There are a lot of things that the Lord showed me, a lot of connections that the Lord showed me, and a lot of people that the Lord showed me who really need a ministry like this. And it's not just because the Lord gave me this ministry. It's because God is God, and it's because of the word of God. It has nothing to do with this ministry, but it's because God is God, and people are actually being helped unknowingly by this particular ministry. And I thank God. I give God all the praise, because it's definitely not me. And we also want to just continue to pray for everybody. So whoever, as I said before, I don't know what I'm going to say when I'm praying. I have no idea, ladies and gentlemen. But I do know, that's why I name all these people before I begin to pray. But I do know that the Lord in particular, the focus is on Miss Tanner and other individuals. And the Lord said in this prayer, I do know that we're going to pray for conviction of hearts, conviction of minds. So that's all I know. And we're getting ready to go into the consecration of prayer. So I need you to get ready to go with me, because we're getting ready to go into the presence of the Lord. I need you to not think about anything else but being in the presence of the Lord at this time. Do not think about any worries. It doesn't matter where you are. The Lord is everywhere. If you're sitting on the side of your bed, or if you're kneeling on your bed like I am right now, if you're in your bed, if you're outside, it doesn't matter where you are. I want you to get into the presence of God. We're getting ready to pray. You'll hear two prayers. The first one is consecration. That's to cleanse us. Amen. It's kind of like before you go to bed, you take a shower. And then number two, you will hear specific people that the Lord has given me to pray for. I have no idea what I'm going to say, but I'm under the unction of the Holy Spirit, so I know everything will be fine. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us, whether we were able to rise or whether we were able to just open up our eyes, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you for knowing who you are. We thank you for those who don't know you but will know you. We thank you for the ministries that's going forth, Lord. We're asking in the name of Jesus on tonight, would you crown my head from the top to the bottom with your word, would you anoint my head, would you anoint my hands and my feet, Lord? Would you convict my mouth where it speaks truth, the true revelation? Would you convict my heart, Lord, where everything will be true in my heart, Lord? Would you convict my eyes, Lord, for the visions that you give that I see, in order for the people to understand your revelation, Lord? Heavenly Father, I come to you and ask that you decrease me all the way to zero and increase you to greatness. I ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless the lovely of Jesus of ministry to go forth, Heavenly Father, and to just go forth in Jesus' name, Lord, and to be the ministry that serves as a spiritual hospital for people, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we go into a revelation of prayer, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give me the words to say that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Whatever you have entrusted in me, Lord, that you would like for me to keep, Lord, I'm asking would you maintain that, Lord, and whatever you want me to give to the people, would you bless it to go forth to the people to help the people, Lord. Lord, as we begin to uncap and unravel things, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you lead and guide us to the right places, to the right people. Lord, as we begin to go into a zone of ministry, a zone of revelation, a zone of prayer, Lord, we're asking you, would you lead and guide us, Heavenly Father, and hide us behind you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we know that your word is powerful. We know that your word is magnificent. We know that you are the great I am, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, Jehovah Rapha. We know you to be those, but Lord, you're one person. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, on this day for giving us answers, Lord, for giving us grace and mercy, for giving us favor, for being the God who you are, Lord. We thank you for the storms. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the pain, Lord. We thank you for each thing that we've had to endure, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to travel down these dangerous streets and byways, Lord. We're asking in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you lift up, bow down heads, Lord. As we begin to pray, Lord, I'm asking with the power of the Lord come upon this prayer, Lord. Would this prayer be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Heavenly Father? Would you take out anything that I'm thinking, Heavenly Father, anything that is known that you gave and that you want to be secured? Lord, I'm asking you, would you remove it and then replace it, Heavenly Father, when this prayer is over, Lord? As the Spirit and the revelation go out, Lord, I ask that you utilize words, Heavenly Father, from on high. I ask that you utilize the gift, the revelation, Heavenly Father, where the people will be able to understand it, where it will be simple, Heavenly Father, where people will be able to understand and be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, as we begin to go into our second prayer, Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, if there's anything in our hearts that is not pleasing or acceptable in your sight, would you remove it at this particular time? If there's anything in our hands, anything on our minds, anything in our feet, anywhere that we are, that's not like you. We're asking would you remove us at this particular time, Heavenly Father. As we begin to come before you, Heavenly Father, with many concerns, Heavenly Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you hear our despairing cry, Lord? Heavenly Father, I'm asking you, would you convict, would you restrict, Heavenly Father, and would you restore? Lord God, we thank you for each thing that you've done. We thank you for the things you're going to do, and we thank you for the things you have done. Lord Jesus, as we begin to transition, I'm asking you, would you go ahead of me, Lord? You are the Alpha and the Omega, and would you be behind me and on the side, Lord? As we go into this revelation, Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless this particular ministry to be a blessing to someone, to give someone answers, to give someone clues, to help someone draw closer unto you, Lord? Heavenly Father, we thank you for each day. We thank you for the life that you've given, Lord, and we take nothing for granted. Lord, we're asking a special covering over each person who's listening, their families, their children, their spouse, whomever is around them, Lord. Special covering, Lord Jesus. Lord God, as we begin to transition, Lord, I'm asking Heavenly Father, would you give me the words? Would you give me the meditation and the consecration of your Holy Spirit? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Lord, we come to you, Lord, in the most humble way we know how. We come to you with many concerns. We come to you publicly. We come to you privately. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, as you have shown, Lord, we are praying. First of all, for the little baby in San Francisco, California. She has been on life support since December because of some surgeries. The doctors gave up on her, but you didn't and her parents didn't. And she's still in the hospital, but she's alive. Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus on tonight, would you give her a Lazarus experience? Would you touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord? And if it's by your will, and it is by your will, Lord, would you give her life and give her life more abundantly? Lord God, we know that some things are meant to be and some are not. But once you give your stamp and seal of approval, we understand and recognize that you are God, and besides you, there is no other God. Lord, we thank you for maintaining her on earth, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping air in her body. We thank you for her family. We thank you for her friends. We thank you for the media. We thank you for the doctors. We thank you for her life, Lord. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you help her family to have patience? Would you help the doctors to not give up so fast? And would you help us as onlookers to believe and trust in you more, because it is by your grace and favor that she will be healed. Lord God, we thank you for the victory, and we're asking you, would you continue to look down upon she and her family, to continue to be first in their lives, and would you continue to let them know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Lord, as we go to the Tanner situation, Lord, we pray in the most sincere in humble manner we know how. We're praying for spiritual convictions, Lord. We're praying for spiritual eyes, Lord. We're praying for convictions of the ears, Lord. We're praying for convictions, spiritual convictions of the hands. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know every step that we take. You know every move that we make. We're asking you, in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person, each volunteer, each officer, each family member, each person to walk in the path of righteousness, Lord, to walk in the path where they will receive answers. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless Subject A and Subject B to have a spiritual conviction starting tonight. Lord, we ask with their eyes, Lord, where they will begin to see who you really are. Would you convict their mouths, Lord, where they will begin to speak the truth. Would you convict their hearts, Heavenly Father, where you will guard their heart, where the truth has to come out. Would you convict their feet, Lord, where they will lead and they will walk in the right path. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able. There are several thousands of people waiting and wondering, and we understand and recognize that we have to move when you move in your time. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, right now, would there be a spiritual conviction over this whole situation, Lord Jesus, because you know the Alpha and the Omega of this whole story. You know the first and you know the last. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking if there's something that needs to be fixed, would you fix it? If there's something wrong, would you correct it, Lord? In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we know that you are able to do everything but fail. We thank you in advance because it's already happening, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the visitation, Lord. We thank you for the spiritual conviction of the heart. We thank you for each thing that come out of their mouths, Heavenly Father, because they will speak the truth and the truth shall set them free. They will be as Judas is, Heavenly Father, and they will not be publicly embarrassed, Lord, but the Lord will, as you did Judas, you will begin to work on their hearts and you will begin to work on their minds, and they will understand that there is a reason for serving a true and living God. They will understand who you are, and they will understand the power of what you can do. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in advance. Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you bless that young lady's son? Lord Jesus, as he wonders where his mother is, would you bless the family members? Would you bless each person who clicks on that page, Heavenly Father, who's looking for this young lady, Heavenly Father? Would you bless the police officers? Would you bless each lawyer? Would you bless the two subjects, Heavenly Father, involved? Heavenly Father, would you bless each person involved, Heavenly Father, and would you bless them in a loving way, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them in a way in which, kind of like a Judas experience, as you were showing me, Heavenly Father, the Judas experience where you gently and lovingly asked a question, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask you in the name of Jesus, would you just spiritually convict hearts, Lord? That's what's needed in this particular situation, spiritual conviction, Lord. It's not about who saw what, who heard what, but, Lord, you know, and you've shown, Lord. And, Lord, the only thing that's missing that you revealed is a spiritual conviction. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, if you will begin to open up the hearts, open up the minds and the eyes spiritually, where they will begin to feel, amen, and know who you are. Lord God, people are getting tired. They're getting weary, but Lord, we're going to continue to pray because you said we're close. And every knee is going to have to bow and every tongue is going to confess. There is nothing that this world will be able to convict people of, because we often look for the outside evidence. But God says, I can convict your hearts, and everything on the inside shall come out and spew out like fire. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the encouragement. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless Miss Tanner's parents as they go through this ordeal? Would you bless her son? Would you bless her siblings? Would you bless the teachers that she's... Would you bless her students? Would you bless each person who's been in her life, good or bad, happy or sad? Would you bless her life? Would you bless each person that is on her page, Facebook page, Twitter page, any page that she's on, Lord? Would you bless in the name of Jesus? Lord, we're asking you, and we know that you're able to do so. Would you open up every door that is closed? Would you convict every heart? Convict every mouth that needs to be convicted? And would you bless and cover that family in a particular way? Would you bless them to walk in the right paths? Would you give them the unction of the Holy Spirit where they will lead and where they will follow behind you? The name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless all of the individuals, including myself in the ministry, who's praying? Would you bless us to continue to pray, because we know that there is victory in you, Lord. We realize and we understand that things take time. We realize and we understand that we live in an evil world where people are calling wrong right and right wrong. But Lord, as you're showing, we submit this whole situation with Miss Tanner and her family and the person involved, Lord, up to you. We need a spiritual conviction starting tonight. That is our prayer. That is the Love Lift Jesus Ministry prayer. Not only a spiritual conviction on this particular issue, but a spiritual conviction for all of us, for the truth to spew out like fire. When we pray and minister on the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, we want the truth to come out from God, not something that we've made up. Lord, we know that you're able. We know that you can do everything but fail. Help us to pray for spiritual conviction. There is no person that can tell the story like that person that you showed. There is no person who knows like that person that you showed. There is no person who can tell the aftermath like those two people that you showed. Lord, we know that you're able to do it. There's no story to be told. There's a spiritual conviction coming. There's no blaming to be told. There is a spiritual conviction coming. And we shall see it. And we shall hear it. And we thank you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus as we continue to pray and cover this particular family, would you continue to give them strength and courage, to continue to give them the patience. Because a spiritual conviction is different than a regular conviction from the world. A spiritual conviction takes time because God has to break some chains and he has to come inside and he has to make things happen and he has to shake almost the whole earth to get people's attention because they don't believe that that's God. Things start happening and people's wondering what's going on because God is working. I most of all, Lord, lift up her son, Lord, unto you. I lift up her family. And we lift up just each person, Lord. And we're asking in the name of Jesus. We know that there will be new things that will happen because of you and because of the spiritual conviction. We know that tongues will begin to confess. We know that knees will begin to bow because we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. The world allows us to do a lot of things. But when the saints begin to pray, there's something about prayer that changes things. There's something about a spiritual conviction that convicts our hearts. And a lot of people don't need to speak. God said the story's already been told. He said it's finished. It's written. And Lord, people are waiting on the truth. And after this spiritual conviction, people will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not because I said it. Not because it's in the Bible. Not because the preacher preaches it on Sunday morning. Not because big mama, mama, daddy, or granddaddy told you. It's because of what it does to people. The Lord can turn the worst situation into a blessing because of a spiritual conviction. And that's what we're praying for. And as I said before, we're not just praying for a spiritual conviction over this particular situation with the Tanners, but we want to be better people and we want to be convicted when we pray that we tell the truth, convicted when we handle and deal with people that we tell the truth. And whether or not, and this is what the Lord is showing as we go into the revelation as well, whether or not those with authority, those with law degrees, those with doctor degrees have the most convincing speech, the Lord said the spiritual conviction will supersede everything and anything that is not real and that is not true. We shall see the glory of God. We shall see his power. We shall see the great I am. Not face to face, but through the spiritual atonement, through the spiritual conviction. So as we begin, or as we end this particular prayer for Miss Tanner, Bianca Tanner, and her family. But we're never going out of the presence of God, and we're not going to stop praying because the Lord says we have some more things to pray for, some more days to pray, some more weeks to pray. We're going to continue to look up towards the hills from which cometh our help, all of our help coming from the Lord. And we're going to continue to pray and be obedient unto God because God is able, and he is going to give us spiritual conviction. Now, Lord, as we transition into our other prayer, for those who have lost children, for those who have lost not only children but lost patience with their children and put them in closets and just done mean things to them, Lord, we pray for their spirits. We don't judge their spirits, but we pray for them. And we ask that you give them a spiritual conviction, a spiritual conviction where they will begin to tell the truth, spiritual conviction of patience where they will begin to have patience with their children, a spiritual conviction of parenthood where they will become better parents. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who are still in bereavement because of their children? Would you bless those who are going by the graveside visiting almost every day because they miss their children, Lord? Would you bless those who say, pray for me, Lord? Would you bless those who do not know you? Would you bless those who do know you? Lord, if there's anything today that we have done that is not pleasing unto you, if there's anyone we've hurt, if there's anything we've said, we're asking you, would you convict us spiritually and help us to go correct it and fix the problem, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation of the spiritual conviction that's coming to the love of Jesus of ministry as we teach and minister all over the world, Lord, to people and teach them how to become or how to see that we need spiritual conviction. We ask you in the name of Jesus, would you continue to crown my head from the top to the bottom? Would you continue to give me the words that I need to say, Heavenly Father? Would you give me the actions that I need to do, Lord? Would you bless us, Heavenly Father, in a particular way, Heavenly Father? And would you give us everything that we need? And favor will give us everything that we want. Lord, as we are praying tonight, Lord, if there's someone who is worried, who's online, Lord, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you ease their mind and let them know that their problem is already worked out. You can go to bed. Lord Jesus, we're asking, would you bless that wayward child, Lord? Would you bless them to know that their family loves them and that their actions and behaviors need to be changed? Lord God, we thank you for the students and the kids who are being good kids, good students. We thank you for those who are a little wayward, Lord. Lord God, if there is a storm that is going on in anyone's life, whatever storm it is, Lord, we're asking you, would you give them a covering like you did Noah so that they can endure the storm? We all will face storms in our lives, but you always give us a covering, and you always give us a testimony to come out of that particular storm. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, Lord. And, Lord, as we go back into the Tanner situation, we're asking you in a special way, would you bless each elderly person who is involved as far as praying and thinking about this young lady? Would you bless that lady, elderly lady, Heavenly Father, who is worried about this young lady? Lord Jesus, we put this whole situation in your hand, Lord. And we ask, and we know that you're going to give us spiritual conviction because you said you were. And Lord, anything that blocks, hinders a spiritual conviction, we ask that it be removed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray constantly for the whole family of this young lady. We pray for the subjects involved. And most of all, we pray for them before the spiritual conviction happens, and we pray for them during the spiritual conviction, and we pray afterwards, Lord. We understand and we recognize that you are God. We recognize that the wrath of God is upon the people who is not truthful, who is just going about doing anything like Israel. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we offer up each prayer rendered. If there was someone omitted, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you cover them? If there was a situation omitted, we ask, Lord, would you cover them? Lord, we come to you in the most sincere and humble manner we know how. We're asking that you bless those who are motherless, fatherless. Would you give them strength, Lord, to be able to carry on in their journey? Would you bless the husbands who do not have wives because they passed away, or the wives who do not have husbands because they passed away? In the name of Jesus. Would you bless the ministers who get up on Sunday mornings preaching a true gospel? Help them to preach what you've given them. As we begin to minister with the love of Jesus of ministry, help us to highlight everything you've asked us to highlight, the good, the bad, or otherwise. Help us to be authentic. Help us to continue to believe in you, have faith and trust in you. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who have come out of the hospitals, and those who are going into the hospital for whatever reason, whatever situation it is, Lord. As I begin to conclude this prayer, Lord, I offer up my hands to you. I offer up my mouth. I offer up my feet, Lord. I offer up my availability for the word of God, for the teaching of God. And I ask that you use it. I ask that you decrease me when I begin to stand before the people and increase you to greatness. I ask that you decrease me in whatever I do and increase you, Lord. Lord, as we go to higher heights and as you begin to bless this ministry as you showed me, Lord, I'm asking that you continue to help us to remain humble and help us to be the hand that stretches out to help people up the ladder. If we use our feet, help us to come down to use our feet, Lord, so that we can help someone else climb back up. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the many blessings that you've bestowed. Lord, we thank you for the answers that you're going to give. We thank you for the spiritual convictions. We thank you for being God, and we thank you for being the first and the last, and we thank you for being on both sides of us. And Lord, as we conclude this prayer, I would never from in your presence. We're asking you, would you bless each person that we named, each person that we didn't name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our prayer. We're going to go into the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. Spiritual Guide is on the go. It's in Fallis.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com. Be sure to purchase that particular spiritual guide. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, any individual who is a positive community leader, please, 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 Facebook Afreda Love at AlFredaLove or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. One thing that I am doing is, basically, I will have different individuals from all over the world speaking about different youth happenings and how we can really help our youth. And this is part of the lunch for the CWC, which is Connecting with Christ. And so if you are a minister or if you're not a minister and you have an investment in students or children, and it doesn't mean monetary investment, it just means that you care about them, then feel free to email me and let's have some dialogue going on. Because I like to talk to individuals who are all about helping their community and helping students, and maybe we can get together and do some things for the community. Okay, in addition to that, make sure you're praying for 120 individuals. I do want you to put on your list, if you do not mind, I want you to put the Tanners on your list, and I want you to put your family on your list, and I want you to put yourself on your list. Okay, and this does not include the list that this does not include our 20-day challenge or our 20-day prayer marathon, okay? So be sure to put those names on the list because God is getting ready to have some spiritual convictions. In addition to that, make sure that you're just taking care of yourselves. Make sure that you continue to watch my Facebook page because there are a lot of great things that's going on as far as the artist. I will have Miss Crystal on tomorrow. She will come on tomorrow and share some information about her book. I will also have Dr. Love, Dr. Afrida Love. Y'all know Afrida Love. I will come on. Right now, what's planned is the topic of changing the shoes of selfishness to the shoes of service. It all depends on the unction and function of the Holy Spirit. But right now, that's my particular topic. And, of course, we will be praying as well. We have some very special guests coming up, ladies and gentlemen, so be sure to tune in to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry and be sure to continue to tell your friends about the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. In addition to that, just make sure that you just stay prayed up and that you ask God for what you need, because favor is going to give you what you want according to the Holy Spirit. So be sure to just stay prayed up and be sure to continue to believe and trust in God. I want to mention something about a spiritual conviction before we play this song, His Eyes on the Sparrow, by the late Sister Whitney Houston. She's been on my mind for a few days now, and I wanted to play her song. But I wanted to mention something about a spiritual conviction that the Lord gave me before I do this. One of the things that the Lord is calling for in ministries, and not only the Love of Jesus Up ministry, is teaching people. People know that they're sinners. People know that we're sinners, excuse me. And people know when they sin. And so it's very important that we move into the direction of spiritual conviction. And spiritual conviction is basically removing our egos, removing our pride. And it goes into a form of allowing God to lead and guide us. Many people want to guide. You want to guide yourself. You don't want God to guide you. But when God begins to guide you, that's when every knee is going to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's when the truth starts coming out, when the Lord starts guiding. And sometimes the world does not do us any good because the world does not convict us. The world doesn't know how to convict us spiritually. Okay, only God does. The world knows how to convict us after the fact. But God says, okay, I know how to convict you when you would tell the truth. And so we have to ask for that spiritual conviction. There's no need to get into a battle with people. God said there's no need to get into a battle with people. You begin to allow God to convict the person spiritually. And that's nothing bad. That's nothing bad that we're saying, okay, God, I need you to convict them spiritually. No, that's not what it's used for. It's used in order to turn people around and change people, change their behaviors. That's a spiritual conviction, and we're going to be talking about that for the next couple of months because it's very important, and that's the key to getting closer to God. We can preach to people. I can get on here, and I can tell you about Peter, Paul, and Silas and all these good people, Jezebel, all these other people, Deborah. I can tell you about all these people. But God says the word is not going to get into them, right? Until they are convicted, which means until the Lord changes them, right? Because many of you know the Bible. Is that right? And so the spiritual conviction, how it will work on you is, are we applying what we're learning? Because I can get on this ministry, and I can tell you and I can teach you all day long, right? I can tell you what thus says the Lord and what the Lord gave me. But if I'm not applying this to my life, then there's no need in me doing this. So Lord said that's how he's convicting those who already know him and those who are being truthful. Now, the conviction is, are you living it? And if you're not, why not? Okay? So spiritual conviction is very important. And so we're going to be talking about that. But I really appreciate each and every person for listening tonight because, like I said, you could be asleep. You could be doing anything besides being online with Dr. Love. You know what I'm saying? You could be doing anything. And so I really appreciate that. I appreciate God, my family, and all of my friends. As I said before, just, you know, stay in touch with me on Facebook and things of that nature because there are a lot of great things that the Lord is doing and a lot of great opportunities. You know, people who are already up there and on spiritual platforms, they're reaching out to me, which is good. I'm reaching out to them. So we're reaching out to each other, amen? So just continue to pray for me in the ministry, and I will pray for you as well. I want to play the late Sister Whitney Houston, His Eyes on the Sparrow, and then after which my departing words will be my little slogan, and I will bid you good night. And once again, thank you for listening, and may God bless and keep you. Late Sister Whitney Houston, His eye is on the sparrow, and His eye is on the sparrow, and He does watch over us. So therefore, without further ado, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Afrida Love is your host. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, as we will welcome Miss Crystal to the platform. And be sure to tell your friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. And continue to pray for each other and yourselves. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.